Welcome to April 11th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate oldies but goodies. More after the break. Hey, Anna, have you heard about all these wildfires breaking out across the country?
Yeah, I saw that in the news, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Way early in the year. Who should they call if people want to help?
Well, the Red Cross.
Of course, right? Right. So go to redcross.org. If you can give, please do.
Vinyl records have made a huge comeback in recent years, and even cassette tapes are enjoying a revival. But one piece of music equipment has been overlooked in this retro craze, the 8-track tape. First introduced in 1966, 8-track cassettes quickly became popular for their convenience and portability. No longer confined to listening to vinyl, folks could now take the Beatles, Elton John, and Bob Dylan on the road. And fans of outlaw country seem to prefer 8-track tapes. The man in black, Johnny Cash, released his live album in June 1969 and stayed on the 8-track charts for 21 weeks. While this format became all but obsolete in the 80s, the era of the 8-track still reigns supreme for those who remember it. On National 8-Track Tape Day, break out those bell-bottoms and lava lamps and have yourself a party, dancing queen.
We think of the submarine as a fairly modern invention, and with good reason. The technology involved in keeping a ship underwater while providing humans with air is pretty complicated. However, the first working model of a submarine was actually created in England in 1620. Cornelius Drebbel, a Dutch engineer, built what he called a diving boat, a wooden vessel that could travel underwater. It used greased leather to keep air in and was propelled by oars. He showed off his invention in London and traveled along the Thames River at a depth of 15 feet. The trip only lasted about 9 miles, but considering the technology, it was wildly impressive. On National Submarine Day, we celebrate an invention that still seems amazing.
I'm amazed anybody got inside that first one.
It seems crazy. And oaring underwater, what was that like?
Oh.
Underwater on the Thames River, a.k.a. the sewer of London.
P.U.
Maybe not in 1620. I don't know.
Hey, tomorrow it's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds better. I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.